on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Authorities say a KZN police sergeant is recovering in hospital after she allegedly shot and killed her daughter in Umkhumas. Officers responded after they were alerted by her family and found that she'd also turned the weapon on herself at her South Coast home yesterday. Provincial police spokesperson Robert Nechuenda says the child is believed to be around 10 years old.
Police received a call from the sergeant's relative, who reported that she sent him a message indicating that she was tired and could not take it anymore. Police rushed to a flat, and after forcing entry, the bodies of the off-duty officer and her daughter were found. The child was declared dead at the scene. However, the sergeant was resuscitated and airlifted to a hospital.
Electricity Minister Kgosietso Ramakgopa says South Africa and other G20 countries are going back to the drawing board to improve the Just Energy Transition Plan.
There is a growing consensus that the energy transition must be a development project. It cannot simply be about decarbonizing the global economy.
Ramakgopa was speaking at the second G20 Energy Transition Working Group in Cape Town yesterday. He says there's a need to assess how developing nations move towards clean energy with help from wealthier countries. In 2021, South Africa pledged at COP26 to phase out its reliance on coal power. Ramakgopa says African nations are seeking partnerships, not charity.
We are not the last frontier for development. We are the next frontier of opportunity. We welcome partnerships that view African countries not merely as recipients of energy investments, but as co-creators of the solutions needed for a global just transition.
And Deputy President Paul Mashatile says Government of National Unity partners are setting aside their differences to focus on the country's priorities, which include improving the rights of workers. The ANC and DA met recently to strengthen cooperation within the GNU. It's despite tensions over the proposed VAT increase, which has since been reversed. He spoke at a Workers' Day event in Durban yesterday.
Our task as the alliance is to manage these challenges, find common ground, and continue to pursue the agenda of progressive change.
And in Japan, rescuers have recovered the body of a truck driver who was swallowed by a huge sinkhole near Tokyo 3 months ago. It's understood that the 74-year-old had been driving a lorry on the road in the city of Yashio when it caved in. The search operation was hindered by unstable ground, which raised the risk of the chasm collapsing further. The sinkhole, which was caused by corroded pipes, was about 16 meters deep. Your top story this hour. Authorities say a KZN police sergeant is recovering in hospital after she allegedly shot and killed her daughter in Umkhumas. For more on this and other news stories, head to ecr.co.za, click on the news and traffic tab. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhial.